pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
He turns, tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
It's game day, or at least this day before game day. It's Husker football season, and it's also college football season, high school football season, and finally the fall sports have arrived. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll tell you what, that gets folks excited all the way from Bertrand to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We'd love to have you on the program today, 1-888-455-ESPN. Or, of course, you can fire an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you graduated from Oxford, Daddy. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A shout-out to some special listeners. Coming back Labor Day weekend, and Daddy, it's time to go. Bill Cubitt, the head football coach from Western Michigan, will be joining us on the program this morning. And we're also going to talk to Wayne State head football coach Dan McLaughlin as they roll into Kearney later today to take on the Lopers tomorrow. Plus, our first pigskin pick'em had some exciting college football last night. Maybe not big-name college football, but at least it was on, and we're ready to roll.
It was underway, and I think a disappointment, I think, for Art Briles. I think the I guess if you look back and you're a Big 12 fan last night, disappointment had to be the theme. Not much to show. The defense did not look good. Riley Skinner, 3 touchdowns. Wake Forest kind of comes in and blows the doors off of a Baylor unit that I don't know if anybody expected much of them, but I think you didn't see the promise that maybe if you're a Baylor fan that you'd hope to.
Well, the good guys for Baylor on the defense did their job, and they just don't have players, Daddy. They just don't have players right now.
A long ways to go, and I think that's the immediate message. Art Briles is probably sitting there going, wow. I think maybe the same feeling Dan McLaughlin had when he took over Wayne State.
We'll get a chance to ask him about that. Crazy Chris, former producer of the show, had to email me this morning. Of course, he might be the producer of the show again real soon.
Just funning, Derek. Just funning.
He's all fired up about Iowa State being a Cyclone fan, crushing South Dakota State.
Good win.
But who hasn't? 44-17. South Dakota State trying to become a big-time school, and Nebraska has them on their schedule in 2010, I guess, 2010.
Hopefully it's not going to be on the schedule in 2010. Yeah.
Turner Gill's bunch got a win last night, 42-17. When's the last time that they did something like that?
Never. Never. I think that's a big shock to me, the way they were able to come out. And it looked like 14-0, and then it was 14-14, and you thought, oh, Buffalo. Just, you know, actually, with that moment, you thought, oh, no, Buffalo is, well, still Buffalo, and now it's going to go the other way. But they came back and scored some points, did some good things. And obviously, to put that many points on the board, congratulations. Great work, Turner Gill.
Texas El Paso, nickname is? Doc Sadler, coach there.
I know they get the orange helmets.
Miners.
Oh, my.
Do we also get our first edition of Daddy's college picks here at the end of the show?
Yes, we do. We will have.
I am fired up for that. Also, boy, the SEC is strong. Even Vanderbilt wins. Vandy goes in as an underdog last night and lays a whooping to Miami of Ohio on their home field. Ball State, MAC team, no problem. 48-14 last night. Central Michigan, no problem over Eastern Illinois. Eastern Michigan beat Indiana State. Connecticut starts with Hofstra. A lot of people think they're going to be way down this year, Connecticut. But they get a big opening night win. South Carolina just absolutely paced North Carolina State, and that was with four interceptions in the ball game. North Carolina State, they're so bad, even Harrison Beck got into the game. And then the capper last night, Stanford beat Oregon State 36-28. Looks like Harrison Beck got fat.
Well, I'm not going to say that because pot should not call kettle. But that game could have been 70-0 if South Carolina doesn't just continually throw the ball to NC State in the first half. And it was relatively, it was still 13-0 in the fourth quarter, and then kind of got pulled away. And actually at halftime, well, it became pretty evident, well, let's see, 3 minutes into the game that NC State was not going to score. I think maybe not 3 minutes into the game, but by halftime, I think it was said that, well, if you're in Vegas right now and they put up a second-half number, you would be able to hammer South Carolina because you could just see offensively, Wolfpack, they were starving wolves and were finding no food.
High school football also got underway last night, and Rick Rebarger went and he put the junior high away at halftime, and then the varsity bus showed up because it just didn't start well last night. We talked with the coach earlier this month as they were in practice, and they knew it was going to be rough coming out of the gate with a good Columbus team playing Class B schedule and perennial Class A team. And 70-yard touchdown run early in the game by Michael Blatchford. Mike Ziola did his thing last night, as Bob Jensen said he probably would when he joined us on Wednesday from Huskerland Prep. But 27-0 at the half, and Hastings had no first downs. But it ends up 27-0, and Hastings at least got a little something going in the second half, so you got somewhere to work with as you go into practice this week. And then get ready for, is it Crete? No, that's they get ready for their game. Coming up next week for Hastings High. And that, I had that here. Let me double check. That is Skyler at home.
Doug, I think everybody always says the most marked improvement on a football team is between the first and second game.
You know, I tend not to agree with that assessment anymore, and it's because of one of the reasons you've been talking about and the NFL's been talking about. It's not like you're rolling in from baseball or sitting on your butt all summer, and then those two-a-day practices you have, you're sweating off everything that you've accumulated over the winter, and you got about 2 weeks of practice, of real practice. Now there's four camps and workouts and voluntary workouts and running and weightlifting and conditioning. I just don't think that's as much the case anymore. I mean, we're not seeing, even in just some of the high school games we've done lately, opening night doesn't necessarily mean 10 penalties and 7 turnovers. It's out there, but not every team does it that way.
You're correct on that. And I think Hastings would be a perfect example of a team that would have been very easy for them to lay down. We're down 27-0. Our offense has stunk at best. I mean, if you don't have a first down, stunk, whatever you want to call it. But you know what? They didn't lay down. You know, the defense showed up and shut Columbus down. Columbus didn't try and take it easy on them the second half. Columbus is still trying to improve, looking to the future. You know what? They came back and they battled the second half. And obviously the score indicative of, you know what, they weren't going to come back and win the football game, but they didn't quit, and the game didn't get away from them like it did for a Lincoln East team.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk to a couple of the head coaches of opponents that are rolling into Nebraska this week. Dan McLaughlin coming up in just a moment from Wayne State. Then towards the bottom of the hour, Bill Cubitt will be joining us, the head coach at Western Michigan. And Daddy, Steve Sippel blogging this morning that Nebraska may be starting a new tradition, a unity walk or whatever they want to call it. You see some schools walk down through the crowd from wherever they're dumped off, or else it's so close to where they're staying, they walk to the stadium, walk through the crowd, and, of course, get them all geared up about 2.5-3 hours before game time.
And, like you saw last night when South Carolina got off, the people were able to get close to the players.
Yeah, even a little bit. You know, I know I think Georgia does it. You know, there's some other schools, and you see it from time to time. And Sippel reporting this morning that Nebraska is still working on the deals, but are set to take part in a unity walk. Buses will drop off the team sometime between 3:30 and 3:45 on the east side of Memorial Stadium, and then they'll walk through and around the Husker Pavilion, which is the track area and soccer fields there on the northeast side of Memorial Stadium, weave their way through the fans, and then enter into the stadium through gate 11. Details, Sippel believes, are still being worked out. Of course, the coaching staff hoping thousands of fans will already be there to greet the team. You know, it's taking the band entrance to the next level. If you've ever stood on the west side or the south side of Memorial Stadium, when the band makes its march through campus from the music hall, it's pretty cool. There was a couple times last year we went from our destination to the game, of course, obviously well early enough, and just happened to time a couple of times that the band was just getting ready to leave. Is it Morrill? It's not Morrill Hall. I can't remember the name of where they come out there, but right by the Lead Center in the Carson Theater, and they weave their way through and then hit the road about hour and 15 before game time, and that's when it really kind of gets going. So this would be something that goes along with that. So something to look for tomorrow if you're going down to the Husker game. And again, folks, they're trying to let you know, but remember, it's going to be a cluster getting into Lincoln tomorrow. The Westo overpass, not done, not close to done. Good job, people. Way to go. Not close to done. Cranes all over the place as we were there Tuesday for media day at Husker press conference. So you're going to have to come in on different entrances. You're going to have to – it's going to be a lot tougher to get to where you're going. So State Fair's in town, and that's another entrance people use to get to Memorial Stadium. So you really need to plan to be there ahead of time.
Obviously, the exit we took the other day was to go south on come in on Capitol Parkway, and you take the Beatrice exit to do that and go off and get on Rosa Parks Way.
Yeah, it brings you out close to the state capitol there on 10th Street,
right
by the old P.O. pairs. And so that's one way to go. Another way to go is take the airport exit, come in on Cornhusker, and doggy it that way. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm just excited.
I thought maybe you were. Let's take a we need to go to the Dent Popper inbox. We need to go to the Dent Popper inbox before we go to this break. This comes from Ken. He goes, "Boys, your most loyal listener has had a bad week. First, I had to paint, and I hate painting almost as much as I do the Dallas Cowboys." Thanks, Ken. But he goes on, "Then today I discovered that my basement drain was plugged and water's on the carpet. I would think the least you could do to ease my pain would be to play one chorus of the Notre Dame fight song." No, we're really not going to do that, Ken. "If you can't bring yourself to do it, then the Husker fight song will do, which we did at the opening. I also heard that the Nebraska Athletic Laundry Department, Daddy, and this is news, has rehired all the folks they laid off last year due to not having to launder football uniforms after games. It will be refreshing to see the Nebraska defense pursuing instead of chasing this year, Ken." Ken, thanks. Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fire us an email. Dent Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney. Specializing in paintless dent repairs 4 years. Stop by and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate today. We're back with Dan McLaughlin of Wayne State after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Road 11.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
You have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fonner Park.
Make it Fonner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and weekend fun. Saturday, watch and wager on coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing. Then cheer the Huskers in their season opener on big screens. Hot dogs and chips, $2. Red draws, $1.25. All this plus full menu dining and bar and the Friday, Saturday night prime rib special. Live it up this weekend at Fonner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Somewhere in an RV, a husband and wife settle in for a night's rest when he says,
"You know, I wish I would have taken this RV to Rich and Sons before we left."
"Why?"
"Because I just went to the bathroom.
"What are you trying to tell me?"
"Not good."
You've worked too hard for that vacation to have it interrupted by maintenance problems on your RV. Rich and Sons RV headquarters for sales and service. Don't have time? The mobile ready-to-go service is also available. Log on to richsonsrv.com. Rich and Sons, South 281, Grand Island.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today. As temperatures climb up to about 86 for a high. Winds will stay to the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear to partly cloudy skies, back to about 57 for the low. Highs reach the upper 80s Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Craig and Carney wants to know how a volleyball player will do as Vice President of the United States. Oh, no, that's Sarah Palin, not Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, John McCain's choice as a running mate, 44-year-old female governor of the state of Alaska who likes to fish.
Cool.
Pretty hot. This is a sports show, let's be honest.
It's
about the only reason we're bringing that up. Pretty hot.
You know what? It might be hot at Husker Harvest Days, and we're going to be in the Dyna-Grow booth, and they continue to grow its tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. Dyna-Grow's growing and excited about 09 for all your Dyna-Grow early orders before September 30. You get a 12% cash discount all the way through January 15th of 09. That's a 12% cash discount until after the Huskers bowl game, people. Let's be honest with you. Take a look at Dyna-Grow's new VT triple corn hybrids, 57V07, 57V15, and 57V94 are three hybrids you can run on your farm. Dyna-Grow is growing and they have seed. Contact your local Dyna-Grow seeds dealer today or call them 1-800-652-9298 or find them at lot 1131 at Husker Harvest Days. Grow with Dyna-Grow.
Daddy, a lot of football. Hastings College in Nebraska, of course, kicking off this weekend, but right here at Foster Field in Kearney, UNK and Wayne State, which is different for the Lopers. We've touched on this quite a bit. Has been UNK, UNO for quite some time, but now Wayne State comes in, and a lot of folks thinking, well, you know, that might not be a whole lot different than playing UNO the first game because the Wildcats continue
continue to come along.
Well, they're not a punching bag anymore. It's as simple as that. In his third season with the program, he's improved every season. Dan McLaughlin joins us. Coach, thanks so much for giving us a minute, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great, and I guess that's the question when you come into week one. How comfortable are you with how this team is prepared for tomorrow's game?
Well, I'm pleased. We've got more returners than we've ever had in terms of kids with playing experience. We've got some stability in the coaching staff, so there's not so many changes in procedures and X's and O's and, you know, all that stuff. And so you get a little bit of a level of familiarity that I think helps, and some consistency. And so we're pleased with where we are. We're further ahead than we've ever been at this point in the season in the 3 years, or now beginning my fourth year since I've been here. And so that's pleasing. You know, how we're going to play on, we don't know yet. And that's, you know, somebody asked me, well, how are you going to do? Well, first game is always a surprise. So you hope to do well, and we're preparing with that in mind, but we'll see.
Coach, was the task of turning the deal around as difficult as you imagined it when you first got on campus?
Much more so. Worse than I ever imagined. Thought I'd thrown my whole life and career away when I first got here. It was unbelievable, and it's been a struggle, but it's been well worth it, and it's been rewarding, and the kids that have stuck it out, very, very gratifying to see the smiles on their faces, and we're just real pleased with it right now. We got a long way to go. We're nowhere near where we want to be, but we got the ship turned around and headed in the right direction, and the screws are turning, so hopefully we can get it going here soon.
Wayne State football coach Dan McLaughlin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and as you said, you've got to knock off a lot of bad streaks, I guess, and one of those streaks you need to stop is the 11 straight losses on opening day, and this is an opportunity for your football team to do that. I guess the overall point there is it's kind of tough to start with a loss year after year and build some confidence after week one.
I'm surprised at that. It's only 11. I thought it was maybe 20 or 30. It just seems like forever. And that was, you know, that was the thing. When I first got this job, I knew we weren't very good. But when we played Kearney that first game, and they had Richie Ross and some of those guys, and I mean, they beat us. I think it was 45-7, and it could have been 99-0. It wasn't even a game, and that's when I realized how far we had to come to get anywhere close. And the games each year have been succeedingly closer, and we're getting better and getting there. But Kearney's a great measuring stick because they've been so consistently good for so long. With Claire Boroff, and then Daryl has just done a great job. And so if we can get to where we can play them and play them tough and play them consistently good, then I think we've got a chance. And that's why it's a great opportunity for us to measure up and see where we're at.
Coach, for you guys to take that next step and win this game against the University of Nebraska Kearney, you're going to have to put some points on the board. You have not been able to do that against the Loper defense the last couple of years. Just your thoughts on that first game out. Are there major changes you've had to do, or is it just personnel that needed to get better?
Well, a lot of things. Personnel is a big part of it. Fundamentals are a big part of it. The big thing with us is not beating ourselves. You know, we've got to take care of the football. We can't do anything stupid. Last year, you know, they got us on a reverse pass, and they faked a field goal and scored, and good for them. I mean, good coaching on their part, but just dumb things on our part. We've got to not beat ourselves, and that's one thing that they always do is they don't beat themselves. They're always good defensively. You know, you said that, you know, the key is you've got to be able to score some points, and that's true. You know, we have to be able to solve that defense in order to have a chance. And we've gotten better. Our quarterback is back. Our running backs are pretty good, we think. Our offensive line is experienced. And, I think we're going to have a chance as long as we don't do anything dumb to hurt ourselves.
Dan McLaughlin, head football coach at Wayne State, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, you've got Silas Flewellen, who was picked as a preseason South Player of the Year in the NSIC. And then you touched on your running backs as well. I look at your depth chart for Saturday, and Eric Meyer's name is above Travis Roan. Travis ran for over 1,000 yards last year. What's your plan for those two?
Well, they'll probably split the reps. You know, they're pretty even. Eric Myers just had a great fall. He's a very explosive back. I don't know if you recall or not, but he was the Class B state champion a couple of years ago in the 100 and 200 meters at the state track meet. He ran 10.4 electronic, which is really good. And he's got he's very, very explosive, and he's just done a great job for us. Travis, obviously, 1,100 yard rusher, had a great season last year. So we think we've got two kids that can both come in and contribute, and so they're both going to play, and they're both going to play a lot. And that way you don't get one guy all beat up, and we really feel comfortable with both those guys.
Coach, I guess I look at your conference and the teams involved in that, and you kind of go the opposite direction that UNK goes. Minnesota Duluth leads away. They got 7 of the first place votes in there. How many teams in that conference can compete for the title this year, and are you one of them?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think so. The four teams coming in, it's going to be interesting to see, because some people think that those four schools are just going to dominate everybody and that's it. But you look at how Kearney has played against UNO the past several years. I mean, they've gone toe to toe with them every year. Last year in the Mineral Water Bowl, we went down and played Missouri Western, a 36 scholarship school that, until being upset in the 11th game, would have been the second or third seed in that South region, and they got upset, and so they got knocked out of the playoffs. Well, we went toe-to-toe with them, actually should have won the game. We outplayed them. We just made a couple of mistakes in the kicking game at the end and got us beat. So I think the conference is going to be a lot more competitive, I think, than people realize. Now, is that a pipe dream? I don't know, but I really believe that's true. But I think all four of those schools are going to be tough. Again, I think Winona is kind of been the class of our league since I've been here. We've made great improvements. I think that we've got as good a chance as anybody. We were runner-up last year, and we feel like we're getting better. And there's three or four other schools out of our league that are tough teams and have gotten markedly better. And so I just see a lot more balanced league, I think, than people are predicting. And what obviously it remains to be seen. We'll see what happens as the season progresses. But that's just the way I'm looking at it right now.
And Dan, you talk about that Mineral Water Bowl. That's a bowl game. You got to put in extra practices. It was about 3 weeks after your final regular season game. How key was it to have that extra time to work with the kids that were coming back for this year?
Well, it was very important, and we hope we took advantage of it used it as a springboard for this fall. But obviously, until we play Kearney and we play Moorhead game 2, and we get to go to St. Cloud game 3, and then we got Mankato coming in game 4, so we're going to find out real fast whether it helped or not. But you'd like to think it did. We certainly tried to take advantage of it, and if it does, it does. But the proof is in the pudding, and I can't sit here and tell you it will be, but we certainly hope so.
Dan, obviously, before we let you get out of here, you have Central Nebraska ties, you have ties with the Huskers, and now that Bo's in, a lot's been made at the NAIA and the Division II level about the walk-on program becoming more of a part of the Huskers again, and how that will be a trickle-down effect to recruiting at the Division II level. Just kind of as you're trying to build Wayne State and get some of those kids that might end up going to Lincoln instead of coming to Wayne, have you run into any problems, or how tough is that going to be?
Well, yes to both your questions. We have run into problems with it, and it has manifested itself right away. And it's a unique experience that no one else understands. Our league is primarily a Minnesota league. The RMAC that Kearney is in is primarily a Colorado league. Well, no little boy in Colorado, or not no little boy, I won't say none, but every little boy in Nebraska, regardless of heritage or bloodline or anything, grows up wanting to have that N on his helmet. That's not true in Colorado. They don't need that buffalo on their helmet, and certainly not in Minnesota with that block M. They could care less about the Gophers. So they don't understand the recruiting in Nebraska. Because, you know, there were kids that, you know, Jim Ebke's got a full ride to South Dakota State, leaves that program to walk on at Nebraska. You know, Tyler Legate did the same thing with University of South Dakota, and those are 1AA schools with full ride scholarships. They leave the program so that they can walk on at Nebraska, and so it's a tough deal. You know, they asked, we've got a little bit of a feather in our cap because I'm not sure if my numbers are correct here, but it's close. They asked 30 or 31 kids to walk on, and they got them all but one. The only one they didn't get, we got Jeff Picorni out of Howells, and but we lost four really good kids that we had offered pretty substantial scholarships to that turned us down to walk on down there, and so that's just a huge thing, and he's going to do a great job. He's a good friend of mine, and I'm pulling for him, but I hope he goes back to his roots and that pro football mentality and goes back to that 53-man roster. that'll help us a little bit more.
Dan McLaughlin, head football coach of the Wayne State Wildcats. They'll play tomorrow, high noon kickoff at Foster Field in what should be a great game against UNK. And, Coach, as we always say to the opposing coach, best of luck the last 10 games this season.
I understand completely. Thanks, guys.
Dan, thanks for the time. Keep up the good work.
You bet.
Dan McLaughlin, head football coach at Wayne State, 12 noon kickoff coming up tomorrow at UNK's Foster Field. Good guy.
Yeah, good
coached
guy.
Coached at Broken Bow, coached at Norfolk, started the program at Millard West, then took a different role as a grad assistant, actually, at the University of Nebraska with Coach Solich, and then took over the program in his fourth year now at Wayne State.
Is it this year that Wayne State has an opportunity at the end in the fourth quarter to beat this team?
I
think it's going to have to go back, and they're going to have to do it on their home field. I don't think they can come in here and win. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to win at Foster Field.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow, 12 noon. Hastings College goes to Peru State. We should have some great football. We're going to do our pigskin pick'em. Initial chance for one of the listeners to toss heads with Doug and Daddy and Derek, see what happens in 10 college football games, and then we'll get your thoughts on the Huskers as well. But Bill Cubitt is coming up as well from Western Michigan. Right now, though, we go to the Dent Popper inbox, Daddy.
Now, guys, I'm going to tell you, the only difference between Champ and Champ is a U. Thanks for that, Trent. Yes.
What did it really say, since nobody could understand that?
Now, guys, I'm going to tell you the only difference between Champ and Chump is a U.
Champ and Chump. That's Lou Holtz from last night. They're not going to do the pep talk anymore. They're going to have Dr. Lou, and people will call in and leave messages on his voicemail, and then he'll answer them like Tim Tebow and Lloyd Carr last night.
So I've gotten more comments about Lou Holtz already this year than all of last year. People have already said, When is this guy going to leave and go do his own thing? He's just so far out there. By the way, you are exactly right on this Sarah Palin. She's got kind of the naughty teacher look going. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yes, you wear those glasses with your little ruler.
Let's go ahead and take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, the new, the vice president. Vice presidential candidate of John McCain announced today. Coming up, we've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
AP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cent.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough. Built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Target.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
There's been a front-end collision with possible injuries.
A car has been involved in a crash. There were no witnesses. The driver couldn't communicate. How did he get help? Sensors in his car automatically sent crash details and his exact location to OnStar, who called for help. You've always taken care of your car. With automatic crash response, it can take care of you. OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Surveying the crops on an ATV, saving fuel with an economical scooter, hauling what needs to be hauled on a flatbed or enclosed trailer. It's part of life in Nebraska, just like Motorsports Sales and Service of Grand Island. Now that decent crop prices are locked in, see Motorsports Sales and Service for equipment to make farming more efficient and weekends more fun. Head on down to Motorsports Sales and Service in Grand Island for their large assortment of scooters, motorcycles, ATVs, flatbeds, and enclosed trailers. Motorsports Sales and Service, just west of 281 off Highway 30, Grand Island.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals Radio Network. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today. As temperatures climb up to about 86 for a high. Winds will stay to the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear to partly cloudy skies, back to about 57 for the low. Highs reach the upper 80s Saturday. Now, weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Bo Pelini was a good fit in all three areas. As you know, Bo was here in 2003 and took a defense that in 2002 was pretty mediocre. And in 2003, it became a very good defense. I think we led the nation in turnovers gotten. And this year that was somewhat of a problem, as you may know. And so his defensive credentials are outstanding. Bo has a reputation of being very straightforward, very honest. And that's something the players like, something that they appreciate very much. So I think the leadership issues are certainly very important. He has a good understanding of the state, you know, the importance of walk-ons, the importance of football to the state. And I think that's an important thing to have a handle on. Glad Bo's here. I'll turn it over to Bo, who's next head coach at Nebraska.
But I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for the opportunity. This is a special place. We were only here for whatever it was, 9 months, a year, whatever it was. It seemed like about 3 years. You recognize something special. Not only the state, the city of Lincoln, everything associated with Nebraska football and really the University of Nebraska is very special.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Huskers, Western Michigan, and head coach Bill Cubitt going to join us here in just a moment. But, folks, with football's here, that means it's fall. And, Daddy, how'd you like to spend less time this fall outdoors in the yard working?
Amen to that. Yeah. Less time, the best time.
Trimming, mowing, repairing the edging that you just mowed over and chewed up with a lawnmower. It's no fun. Well, the guys at Curbit continuously it can take care of you. Continuous edging lays low to the ground, making it easy to get close with the mower. Durable, full 1 year, everything warranty when it comes to installation or material defects. Think about Curbit Continuous Edging. You can find out more at their website, curbit.net. Curbit.net makes the yard look better than your neighbors until he catches on, of course. Call Curbit. Let them help you plan it, then install it so you don't have to spend so much time doing it outdoors and you have much more time in front of the big screen, which is where we all belong during football season. Curbit.net. Check them out today.
Business residential free estimate, people. You're not out anything. Call them. Get some ideas from them. See what Matt and the gang have to say at Curbit.net.
Just a day away, Daddy, from Nebraska opening up the season. Many people, of course, anticipating that not only in the state, obviously, but across the country. And getting the distinction of coming in to take on the Huskers in Game 1 is Western Michigan. We talked about it when the game was moved to make TV time for Virginia Tech, that this is going to be a tougher opener than what the Huskers had previously had scheduled. This Western Michigan team has a lot of kids coming back, and there's some people that think this is going to be all that Nebraska wants and a whole lot more tomorrow.
Doug,
can we break this game down any further? I don't think we can. We've talked about it for 8 months, and the only way we could is if we talk to the head coach.
That's I think you're exactly right, so let's do that. The head football coach of the Western Michigan Broncos, Bill Cuba, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. What about coming in? I saw some quotes from you earlier in the week. You don't think that there's any advantage to playing Nebraska in week one as opposed to maybe the fourth preseason game?
No, you know, for them, for us, I think it's actually probably worse because we're going in there with a pretty frenzied crowd. And it's Coach Bellini's first game, and you know he's going to have them pretty excited. And it's going to be really a tough deal for us. But you know, our kids, I think we'll play hard, and you know, we'll just go in there and hopefully have some fundamentals and take care of the football and make a game of it.
Coach, I think a lot of people have went out of their way to circle the wins you guys have been able to muster against teams like Iowa, Virginia. How have you been able to get your kids to focus on the road and maintain that course and come out with victories?
Well, we kind of make a big deal out of them because of our, I think our guys for the collegiate experience in the MAC, we're not playing the crowds that, you know, within Nebraska would play every week or Virginia or Iowa or Florida State, those type people. And, we've had some good wins and we've got some blown out a few times too. We're in West Virginia, Missouri, unfortunately, I mean, it was a 14-point game in the fourth quarter and then we let that thing get out of hand. But, you know, I think our kids like those type avenues. I know our coaches do. And I just think it's a great college atmosphere to have our kids get experience to.
Talking with the head football coach at Western Michigan, Bill Cubitt, whose team opens with Nebraska tomorrow. Coach, you've got some good kids coming back, led by junior Tim Hiller at the quarterback position. He's a big kid at 6'5", 228, had a monster game last year against Iowa. Talk a little bit about him and how he continues to improve as you get ready for this game.
He is. He's gotten better. I'm real happy about his progress. I think he's done really a nice job in understanding the system. We got a fairly complex system with a quarterback. He's really in charge of that. And the Iowa game was kind of a nice deal there. They were good players, but scheme wise, you didn't see a whole lot. They're just good fundamental defense, and gave us an opportunity to probably scheme that thing a little. Where we can take some of the pressure off of him, where, you know, a lot of our offense, it really depends on what you do on the other side. So, but it was a great game for him, and I think he's just really improved in every aspect of this year.
Coach, have you relied on people like Mike Grant in his first year as the coach on your team, and perhaps London Fryer, who's been to Memorial Stadium, to kind of share with the other guys and what the experience will be like?
Well, I think Mike has helped out because of knowing Nebraska and the kind of setup there that he got there. But, you know, we've been pretty fortunate because I was in Missouri and we played there. And A.J. Ricker, another one of our staff members, he played in Missouri and he's been there twice. My son, who's a quarterback coach, he's been there. Bob Stanley, coach at Kansas State, and he's been there. So, we know, but, you know, you could talk all you want to these kids and, you know, until they really get there, they'll never fully understand the magnitude of what this, Memorial Stadium is going to be like.
Bill Cuban, head football coach at Western Michigan, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, Ball State came in and probably should have won a football game in Lincoln last year. Anything that you take from a conference opponent like a Ball State into this?
No, I think it's a lot of different circumstances. You know, there was probably a lot of things going internally last year that probably wasn't, you know, makes you conducive to playing, you know, as good as you can. We're not as explosive on offense as Ball State would be, right now. And I don't see that much difference, how it's really going to help us out. It probably helps them out a little bit more, saying, hey, it could have happened last year. We escaped. You know, let's not let that happen again.
Coach, I think a lot of people, if they break down your defense, one thing that stands out, in the 3 years you've been at Western Michigan, 93 takeaways. You led the nation in 06 with 24 picks. That's something you've got to emphasize, and obviously the kids have embraced that, and it works for you.
It does. We try to really, I think, you know, and Coach Bling's the same way. Guys on defense, they want to move around. They want to make plays. That's how we try to recruit. And a lot of those kids over there in the back end are some are Southern kids. We get some kids from the East Coast. And, We just got guys that just want to try to go make plays. We take some really good athletes, and really our best athletes are really on the back end and in the secondary. I know three of them come over and start for us right away at the wide receiver, but we just felt that we had to shore that thing up and make sure that we can at least stop somebody or slow them down.
Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt with us here for a couple more minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously week one, you're so focused on getting your team ready to go that there has to be maybe an off balance or an unbalance getting ready for the opponent. What about getting ready for a team like Nebraska in week one and how you balance that with getting your team ready?
Well, it's more or less getting our guys ready because of the uncertainty of what they will do, offense, defense, or even special teams. We don't know a whole lot about it, and I'm just trying to focus in on our guys, what we do best, and make sure we're fundamentally sound, taking care of the football, and that's probably about as good as we can do right now, but because there's not much history for us to go back on at Nebraska in terms of schemes.
Coach, your kicker and your punter are relatively new. How do you expect them to handle the experience, and what are your overall thoughts on your special teams crew?
Well, our punter, I mean, he can hit 170 and he can hit 120 and back to back, you know. So he's a talented kid, but, you know, we're asking a lot of him to go in, you know, his first game of his college career and go in and play in Nebraska. And our kicker's the same way. I mean, he can hit a 54 and he can miss a 30, you know, just as easy. It's kind of a one of those shoot type things, you know. We'll see what happens, but we're going to have to live with inconsistency for a few games with those guys. But they're talented kids. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Coach, could you start the season with an onside kick if you're kicking off?
Not with these rules. Boy, it's making it harder. Shoot, you kick the ball out of bounds, it's on the 40. You know, and somebody's a little upset, these defensive coaches, I guess.
They just want to get the game over with, evidently. I don't know, for TV. And Coach, I guess we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week on our show. You've got Greg Jennings and Tony Scheffler from a couple of years ago now in the NFL. You got that program where you think you can have kids of that caliber? I know maybe not 10 or 12 every year, but a couple every year?
Yeah, I really do. I think, you know, last year we only have one guy in pro camp from last year, but I think this year seniors got a chance. And that really helps you out in recruiting, especially at a school like this, and especially where we recruit. You know, those kids, you got to have something tangible that they can look at. Okay, this is a pretty good place. Let me go visit this place, because they got to pass over probably about 80 schools to come. They come up to us, you know, when we go down south. So we got to have something. And it's turned out pretty well. Greg and Tony have been great deals for us because they're both second-round draft picks, and in the MAC, that doesn't happen much.
And, Coach, still being relatively new to the conference, you've got Turner Gill and you've got also Frank Solich with Ohio and Buffalo. Maybe your relationship with those guys and what they've done to help get those teams, even though Ohio hasn't been picked to do so much this year, what they've done here with their programs.
Well, Turner's done an unbelievable job at Buffalo. You know, where that program has come, he's just done an outstanding job. But he's a good, solid person who goes out there and works and does all the right things. He's outstanding. Frank, you know, he took over a program that was down also, and probably had a little bit more to work with than Turner did. But, you know, Frank's the same guy. He's going to go out there, and you know what you get when you play those guys. And it's not as much scheme as it was when Nebraska, when he coached there. But at the same time, you know you're going to play hard-nosed football.
Coach, when you guys arrive in Lincoln on Friday, obviously the energy is going to be in Lincoln, even a day before the game. What are you going to have to do to keep the blinders on the kids? Anything special?
Well, we don't go to the stadium. You know, I always got a philosophy, it's still 100 yards long. So, you know, it's 100 yards here, 100 yards out there. So we don't go there. And we usually just try to get right there before dinner. Go in there and eat dinner, let them go relax. You know, have a couple services at night. And then the next morning is really start to get them again back into it. And we kind of just kind of get them in a hotel and just kind of sequester them for a while and get them some rest.
He is the head football coach at Western Michigan, Bill Cubitt. They get ready to take on Nebraska tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. A lot expected of these Broncos throughout the year. And I guess last question, Coach, some folks are not just saying this is going to be a pushover for Nebraska, so that kind of takes maybe the underdog role off you guys a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Well, no, I wish they would go out there and scrimmage Saturday morning and then, you know, put the second team out there and play against it, you know, at night. I just think when Coach Bellany, when we signed this contract, it was a couple years back, a friend of mine was Tim Cassidy, and, you know, we got this thing going, and, you know, it's probably our worst fears, you know, they had a coaching change, you know, and now there's a lot of excitement there with Coach Bellany. So, that didn't work out as well as I was hoping to, but, yeah, he's just, you know, we're doing, like I said, we've had to go down to Florida State and Iowa and Missouri and West Virginia, and, you know, well, I think our kids are excited, and, we're really looking forward to coming over there and just playing with, to me, one of the great places in the country to play at.
Thanks so much for the time today, Coach. Best of luck, and stay healthy.
Thank you.
Bill Cubitt, head football coach at Western Michigan, as they head into Lincoln today and get ready to take on the Huskers at 6 o'clock tomorrow. If you miss any of that interview or interview with Dan McLaughlin or anything earlier in the week, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Hey, don't forget, Troutman's Quality Meats is there for you as you get ready to tailgate or head out to the State Fair. It's a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. They've got the freshest sausages made this morning. Kerry just came out of the smokehouse. Boy, does he look drained. Jalapeno and cheddar franks, Polish, Italian, brats, summer sausage. You can't buy fresher sausage. They've got ground beef and chuck patties, perfect for tailgating. USDA choice Angus beef steaks. They'll vacuum pack them for you if you want to put them in your cooler and take them wherever you're going this weekend. Long Labor Day weekend, you're going to need plenty of food and a fresh batch, Daddy, of tailgate baked beans, which I know you have just tried out and are a big fan of.
Big fan of.
Every kind of seasoning you want, and it's there for you. And, of course, Kerry and the gang want to wish best of luck to all those, including Kerry and Heidi at the State Fair showing horses this weekend. So best of luck to them, and stop by and pick out whatever you need for the weekend. Sausages, ground beef, steaks, it's all there for you. At Troutman's Quality Meats, a girl's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone line. Sooner Steve stands by because he's all fired up about Western Michigan. Good morning, Stevie.
Western Michigan? I thought it was Michigan.
No, Western Michigan.
A
tad bit tougher than Chattanooga.
Hey, if Western Michigan equates to Michigan, I figure Chattanooga equates to Tennessee.
I'm just surprised you know what state Chattanooga's in.
Don't ask me to spell it.
What do you think about tomorrow? You're fired up for football season. What do you got for me?
I'm fired up. Unfortunately, tomorrow, you and Daddy are going to be real happy boys. Nebraska's going to score early and often. Michigan will get it, Western Michigan, get a few points and yards, but I'm going with 48-20, Big Pink.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much. And by the way, before we let you out of here, I just want to say I knew you and Michael Jackson had a lot in common, but to turn 50 in the same week, you are brothers. It's pretty amazing, bro.
You know what's amazing is you're not the first person that said that.
Hey, have a good weekend.
I'll plan on it. I'll see you tonight.
Happy birthday, Steven.
Thank you.
Sooner Steve, he'll be front and center for Kearney Grand Island among the games going on tonight. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as we do that, we want your call. Caller number 6 at 1-888-455-ESPN gets to go up against Daddy and I in Pigskin Pick'em. Your chance to pick 10 college football games straight up. And you don't even have to beat us. You're going to win a $25 gift card to Johnny Casinos in Grand Island. So call us now. You'll win the gift card. You'll go up for bigger prizes against us. Do it now. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
It's not an exaggeration to say that Dale Carnegie wrote the book on personal success and achievement. His How to Win Friends and Influence People is the second most purchased nonfiction book in history. So it should be no surprise that a huge percentage, in fact, a disproportionate number of some of the world's most successful people have completed Dale Carnegie training. Keep in mind that means not just leaders of international companies, but many business owners and managers right here in central Nebraska. How would you like to join them at the top by learning how to tackle complex challenges, generate more investment,
better ideas. Excel as a consensus builder. Communicate clearly and concisely. And reduce self-consciousness and fear. In fact, the first Dale Carnegie Training Institute class begins September 10th. Limited space is still available. So call this station or log on to nebraska.dalecarnegie.com. The first class meets Wednesday evenings at College Park in Grand Island, beginning September 10th. Decide to change your life just as millions of people have. Call the station or log on to nebraska.dalecarnegie.com now.
Excuse the commotion, but the team at Skeeter Barnes is busy building a lineup of great weekday specials for you and your family. Starting in September, the main menu stays strong, but soon you'll see nights specially made for the family, for the rib eater, for the prime rib aficionado, and the steak fanatic. We could say more, but then we'd have to go into the cone of silence. But more details are coming, so we'll see you in September at Skeeter Barnes, just east of the I-80 interchange, Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you that it is Michael Jackson's 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep that up here for a little bit. Remind you as well that if you can't make it to Lincoln for the game tomorrow, the place to watch the pay-per-view Husker Western Michigan game is O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center. Might be some dancing after the game and at halftime.
Derek's moonwalking now.
Two 104-inch projection screens, 60-inch flat screen, and many other televisions there for your viewing pleasure. Not a bad seat in the whole bar. Drink specials during the game, so be sure to have fun all weekend long. And don't forget that O'Malley's in downtown Kearney, the place to watch Husker football, coming up on Saturday night, 6 o'clock Western Michigan. Come early, stay late. Drink specials there for you at O'Malley's, where all your friends hang out in the downtown Kearney Center. It's time now to go to the phone lines and welcome in Terry from Kearney for Pigskin Pick'em. Terry, you a Michael Jackson fan?
Yeah.
I like him.
The Michael.
All right. Well, let's get into it and see if you can start the season off by knocking off Doug and Daddy here on our Pigskin Pick'em. Different sort of games this week, and we start with Utah at Michigan. Terry, who you got?
I got the U.
Daddy, I'm taking Michigan.
I've got Utah.
Oklahoma State at Washington State. I'm taking Oklahoma State. Daddy?
I as well take the Cowboys.
And Terry?
I'm going with Cowboys.
Illinois at Missouri. Daddy, who you got?
I've got Missouri. All the hype. I guess I bought into it a little bit. I think this could be closer than they think, but I've got Missouri.
Terry, what do you think?
Missouri's going to roll.
Ooh, a roll by Terry. I think Missouri's going to win as well. I agree, Daddy. I think Illinois is really looking forward to this football game. Michigan State at California. I've got California. How about you, Terry?
I got Michigan State.
Daddy?
Oh, you know what? I do not like the Big Ten, and I guess I don't really like the Pac-10 either, but I'm going to take California at home.
Alabama at Clemson. You'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Terry, who you got?
I got Clemson.
You know, I took Clemson, even though I think Alabama, as bad as they went last year at the end, has to start a little bit better, but I still took Clemson, Daddy.
You know what? I've got Clemson, too, and I guess I've fed in a little bit of their top 10 hype.
Temple at Army. Daddy.
I've got the Owls. I just think John Chaney's a great coach.
What about you, Terry?
You know, it's going to be 3-0. I'm going Temple.
I take Army. That's right. I take Army. Kentucky at Louisville. That game coming up on Sunday. I'll take Kentucky in this one. Daddy?
That's interesting. You know what? This has got a lot of emotion, a lot of rivalry there, but I'm going to take the home team in Louisville.
How about you, Terry?
I'm going with Louisville, and the quarterback, Cantwell, looks like a good kid.
Colorado at Colorado State. Colorado kind of a heavy favorite in this one. They're going to clear out all the Democrats and play some football. Who do you think, Terry?
I got the Buffaloes.
I'm taking Colorado, Daddy.
You know what? We've made such great friends with Dan Hawkins. We really like him. I'm going to take Colorado as well.
Tennessee at UCLA Monday night. And since there's no Doug and Daddy show because of Labor Day, we can do this. I'm taking Big Orange, Tennessee. Plus, I'm still not sure if I like Rick Neuheisel. I'll take Tennessee. Terry, who you got?
Tennessee.
Daddy?
Yeah, I'll make it a clean sweep with Tennessee.
And finally, Syracuse at Northwestern. Two struggling programs. Terry, who you got?
I'll go with the Cuse.
Oh, I'm taking Northwestern.
I think Northwestern sucks, Terry. they're bad. And Northwestern.
Who'd you take?
Northwestern.
Okay, Syracuse. Well, Syracuse. Very bad. You meant Syracuse.
Syracuse, okay, yeah. Yeah.
And finally, Nebraska, Western Michigan. What's the total points in that game, Terry?
I'm going to go 65.
Daddy, I am going 45.
Well, I went 62.
All right, there it is, our picks. Hey, Terry, best of luck. Thanks for joining us. You're a $25 gift card winner to Johnny Casinos in Grand Island, where they are home of the Wednesday night 10-ounce ribeye steak special for just $11.99. So you get like two of those. Johnny Casinos just up 281 west of the Conestoga Mall, Grand Island. Best of luck, Terry.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the show.
You bet. Take care. We are a little over time, but time to make our Nebraska prediction, and then Daddy has his three college football picks of the week to wrap things up. I want to thank Bill Cubitt from Western Michigan for joining us on the show today, as well as Dan McLaughlin coming your way from Wayne State. Daddy, Nebraska 28, Western Michigan 17.
You know what? I'm going to say Nebraska 38, and I'm going to say Western Michigan 28. In that neighborhood. I think Western Michigan covers this game.
UNK Volleyball lost in four games last night. First season opening loss since 1998. They're back in action, as is Nebraska and Hastings College this weekend. Daddy, have a great weekend. Let's wrap it up with your picks.
You know what? I've got three picks this weekend. I got Ohio at Wyoming. Wyoming's laying 11 points. Last year, they won 34-33. The Cowboys had seven turnovers, and they allowed a 94-yard kickoff return. Wyoming remembers how close that game was. This one will not be that close. Wyoming's a better football team. They'll take care of business. Speaking of better football teams, that's when I look at USC at Virginia. Trojans, 10-1, straight up, and against the spread in road openers. The Cavaliers, 5-10 in home openers, and 2-8 in non-conference play as of late. I'm going to lay the 20 points. I'm going to take the Trojans at Virginia. The last game I have for you is Memphis at Mississippi. Well, the underdogs covered the last five in this series. I say why not six? Memphis covers. I take the 7.5. Just a little bit of a recap. I take Wyoming, minus 11. I take USC, minus 20. And I take Memphis, plus the 7.5. Those are my three selections for today. Hopefully, all three area college teams can take care of business. Should be a great one at Foster Field. You can hear it right here. Power 99 tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock go time. Brandon Cool and Jeff Tomlin meet in the middle of the field, and the gloves come off. They just throw down right before the game. That's how much excitement there is before tonight. We want to thank Bill Cubitt, head coach of the Western Michigan Broncos. We want to thank Dan McLaughlin of the Wayne State Wildcats, both for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we want to thank Terry for being our pigskin pick winner, and Johnny Casinos for being the sponsor of Pigskin Picks this year. Look forward to that throughout the year. Another opportunity for you to win next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, look forward to seeing you back on Tuesday. We take Labor Day off. We'll see you on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.